This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading back to Pyongyang next month to pave the way for a second U.S.-North Korea summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pompeo met on the sidelines of the U.N. with North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho, a session described as positive that dealt with next steps toward denuclearization. In remarks Wednesday as he chaired a session of the Security Council, Mr. Trump said a lot is happening behind the scenes that is seen as positive.
I believe that Chairman Kim Jong-un, a man I have gotten to know and like, wants peace and prosperity for North Korea. Many things are happening behind the scenes, away from the media, which nobody knows, but they are happening nevertheless, and they are happening in a very positive way.
At a news conference, Mr. Trump dismissed the idea of reaching a deal by a certain date.
I don't want to play the time game. I told Mike Pompeo, don't let them do that to you. I haven't given anything. And not Mike, but our guys were being, oh, well, we're working as fast. I said, I got all the time in the world. I don't have to rush it. There's no, you know, cessation of sanctions. We got the sanctions on. I didn't take any sanctions off.
Mr. Trump, who met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore in June, said the two countries have a wonderful relationship and the timing and location of a second summit will be made public in the near future. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta told the U.N. General Assembly denouncing corruption, what he called the trust deficit in rigged economic systems, and appealed for greater African representation on the Security Council.
Kenya joins in the demand for two permanent seats for Africa, as well as additional non-permanent seats.
Mr. Kenyatta said Africa is underrepresented in international organizations, calling it a historic injustice. This is VOA News. At the Security